All right, I am. Sorry, the last thing you were telling me. I'm John. I'm here. We're just talking something off the air. We will not repeat on the air.
No.
But I am John.
And I'm Tina.
And it is Voice Coaches Radio. We have too much fun here. That's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah. That's too much. All right. So today we're going to do VO Mythbusters.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
We should.
Cool. So why don't you start? What do you think are the myths people think before they even, or maybe when they start looking into voiceovers, and maybe it discourages them? What do you think?
I think a lot of it is the voice, the actual voice. Because, you know, what like you even said a couple times, you'll get people that will come in and will say, yeah, and I keep telling, people keep saying to me, I got a great voice and I should do this. But I don't have that deep voice. I don't have a deep voice either, you know? So there is that myth. There is a certain type of voice that you have to have.
In a
and
world.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That
right.
one.
Yeah, that's the one. You're right. Exactly. That is a myth. And I get that too.
Yeah.
In the intros where people will say, yeah, I just don't have that voice. I mean, people tell me I have a good voice, but I don't think so. I mean, I don't have that voice. That is a myth. These days, there will always be some work for those people. Yes, there will always be announcer type work out there or work for those deep voices for sure.
Yes, yeah.
But it's not predominant anymore.
No, not at all. I always say to, especially because the first class of the voice evaluation, I say, listen to the radio. Listen to radio and listen to those commercials. Not every single commercial has a different voice. That not all of them are that deep voice. There are different voices for different things, you know.
Yeah.
So every voice is different, and there people want that.
Yeah, most of them aren't deep anymore. In fact, I mean, I think documentaries hung on for a while, and there's still some of that. But I will say, Nat Geo seems to be using a lot of female voice actors now.
Yeah.
So it is a myth. Don't worry about it. We are hiring all different types of voices because we want variety, just like real life.
Yes.
That's, you know, listen, we want voiceovers to sound like your friend, right?
Yeah.
And most of your friends aren't talking like this.
No, they're not. And if they
hey, how are you guys doing today? You guys want to go out, maybe see a movie? No one's talking like that.
No, not at all.
If they are, they're sitting here like, what is going on? Can you stop doing that?
You're creeping me out.
So, yeah. Okay. So now what's another one?
Another one would be doing this from home.
You have
and
to
what you have to have.
Yeah, right. So some people think that you have to have like a full-fledged studio. You have to have really expensive equipment. And in the past, you did.
Yeah.
In the past, you did. Because like when the technology first, when technology made it possible to record, you know, at your house, basically, everything was big.
Yes.
I had to have a rack full of equipment at my house. Those days are over. You can record from home fairly inexpensively. We have to buy equipment, yes, but it's not, things have become, I mean, I don't want to put a number on it, but you know, you can get, you know, say, I always assume, by the way, you have a computer. That's the big expense, right?
That's the first thing you definitely have to have.
You know, you have a computer. You're good. So now all you need is a microphone.
Yeah.
Now, depending on what kind of mic, you might need a preamp, but if you do, you know, you do USB direct, right?
Yes.
USB direct mics. Like, listen, if I was to guide you from the beginning, I probably wouldn't say get a USB direct, but they've come a long way.
Yes,
and there's some really good ones. So you need a microphone. You need, I do think you should have, I'm a stickler for this. I do think you need monitors and I think you need headphones. And the reason is whenever I record voiceover, I listen to it after it's done on three or four different devices.
That's good.
Yeah, the reason is what you hear in your headphones or what you hear in your monitors, that is not, number one, what the client's going to hear it on when they listen to it. And it's also not what it really sounds like. You want to hear it. So I'll even play through my car speakers.
I'll play it.
Usually I'll play it through my monitors, headphones, and they usually sound similar, right? Because you're playing it through good. So monitors, headphones, I'll play it just on my phone. I want to hear what it sounds like on my phone.
Yeah.
And then I'll usually play it in my car speakers. I want to hear before I send it to the client, I want to hear what it sounds like. So you have a phone already. You don't need to buy that. You probably, you may have a car, maybe depending, you know, if you're in New York City, maybe not, right?
Yeah.
A city, maybe you're walking, but, so the big expense is going to be the computer, which you have, I hope. And And if you don't, you these days with an iPad Pro, if you have an iPad, you can actually record.
Yeah.
It's still tricky on your iPad. I have to tell you, it is tricky. But you can.
It can be done.
Figure it out.
It can be done.
And, you know, software, which there's pay software out there. There's also freeware out there. And no matter what audio recording software you get, which we call DAW, Digital Audio Workstation, no matter what you get, you have to learn how to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tell people, you know, they go, "What do you use?" You don't have to get what I use. You don't have to spend a lot of money on your DAW, because anything you get, first of all, VoiceOvers doesn't need a lot.
No,
right. You don't need 1,000 plugins. You don't need to be able to record an entire band. What you need is your voice, right?
That's it. And maybe
throw some music on there or whatever, depending how much you're doing of the editing, right? So. There's freeware out there that's perfectly fine or very inexpensive software.
Yes, there is.
Either way.
Yeah.
Okay. Just whatever it is, practice, practice, practice. No one can, I really do believe this. People can show you how to use any software. It's you practicing that's going to make you good at it.
Yeah.
Right. You can get into recording from home. And again, assuming you have a nice quiet area or you get
it's a microphone isolation shield.
Isolation shield.
Yeah.
you get one of those. How much is that?
I spend, I think, $59.
$59.
Yeah, that was really it.
I bet you can get into home recording. Now, again, that's not your first step. I always want to say that.
I know, because people think that's, I got to build that first. No.
First step is education.
Yes.
Then demo with someone who actually knows how to do it. Then you start developing clients, starting to go out and get work. And then maybe at that point you start getting into that, you know, because I think people get discouraged when they do the equipment first. They don't really know how to use it. They never get work. Now it sits in the box. I have people that told me, I meant to say, I bought a bunch of equipment still in the box.
Because
you're doing it out of order, right? Yes. You're like, oh, I don't even know how to use this. You're doing it out of order. But anyway, it's not super pricey to get it. I bet you could get into home recording, as long as, again, you can use an isolation shield or find a very, very quiet spot in your house for under 600?
Yeah, yeah.
I would think.
Because I just recently was just like I'll sit down with students assuming you have the computer. Yes. And I will sit down with them and show them some stuff that they can, you know, look at. And yeah, you're right. I always say the microphone is the most expensive of this. But you do not need that $6,000 microphone.
No, absolutely not.
Because they range all the time. And then the biggest thing is, producing that sound, I always say, because if they're not, you know, we're going to go do the demo, and then, let's worry about the equipment after the demo. Let's focus on the demo. But when you're in that booth, listen to how it sounds in the booth. That's what you want to bring when you're doing this from home. You want that same sound.
Yeah, and again, don't rush into that part of it.
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
Yeah, don't rush into that part. That's another thing, too. I think that's a myth.
Yeah.
There's a myth right there. Forget I think one myth is you have to buy expensive equipment. The other myth is you have to have equipment at all first.
Yeah, no.
That's a big myth. That's a modern myth, right? I think the myth of having equipment has been around for a while. Expensive equipment's been around for a while. There's a modern myth where you have to buy equipment right away. That is definitely a myth. You do not need recording equipment immediately.
No.
There is no substitute for skill. There's no substitute for education. So number one is always to get a voice coach.
Yes. Okay?
So the other myth that I hear sometimes, and I get this question a lot actually in my webinar, that you need an agent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So first off, local and regional voiceover work is predominantly and overwhelmingly, let's say, demo driven.
Yes.
You get hired based on your demo, and you will start in a local and regional level. Agents aren't really helpful in that regard.
No.
Right? Agents send you on auditions for the most part. Okay. Agents send you on auditions. Most local and regional work is not audition driven. So not only do you not need an agent.
Yeah.
They're not very helpful on a local and regional level. Now, will you get an agent eventually?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially if you get into upper regional, but especially national work. Yes, of course. Because when you're on a national level, there will be auditions out there you didn't know existed.
Only an agent.
So when you get to that point, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, we have cast many national projects at the studio, also based on their demo.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the industry, everything comes full circle, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the industry is moving back to mostly demo casting.
Yeah.
I really think that.
You know, some of my bigger jobs were from listening to my demo, not even reading a script, a sample of their script. Yeah. It was listening to my demo. Yeah. That's the voice we want. They mm-hmm. called me up, got the job. Yeah.
So there you go. That's another mm-hmm. myth. Busted.
Yeah, we should have like a big, like busted, like a myth.
There you go. I'm going to do that. VO Mythbusters. Yeah. Hey, we'd even do like some kind of voiceover with it where it would be, you know, this week on VO Mythbusters.
Yeah. Right. We should have that. But I think that but the funny thing is, everybody will ask those questions. Everybody in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So that is the common one we get, those common ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have to have that deep voice. You have to have a studio that's, you know, gorgeous studio, and you have to have that agent.
You know what another funny one is this isn't necessarily a myth, but on the topic of, hey, I don't have that deep voice. Mm-hmm. I always find it kind of curious and entertaining a little when people say to me, you know, I've had so many people tell me I have a good voice, but I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking, do you think they're playing a joke on you? Like, where's the joke? Like, the joke's only a joke if they convince you to come to a voiceover. Yeah. And by the way, even a webinar wouldn't be that.
Yeah.
You know, it have to be something live. Like, we told Sarah she had a fantastic voice for a full year straight, and we convinced her to go to a voiceover. Yeah. It's going to be hilarious when she goes. It's only funny if they're there laughing at you.
Yeah.
And by the way, that is a long joke. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to tell you this forever. If you've had people your whole life tell you that you have a good voice, you have a good voice.
That's what I've been saying to people. I said, first of all, I would like to think that people would not do this, but go, geez, that's your voice, you know? No. If they're telling you it's a good voice, it's a good voice. Right. They like listening to you.
There's all different types of good voices,
yes.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I think they're, like you said, that's the myth. They're thinking in their head, I don't have a good voice. I don't have that Sam Elliott, right? Sam Elliott voice mm-hmm. or...
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I think that's what they think. That's,
yeah, that,
in
that you
their
have
minds,
to have that.
They think
no.
that's a good. There's all different types of good mm-hmm. voices.
There is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I had someone the other day say. It was a woman who came to the. This is a funny one. I'm just gonna. You know, I should have said it in another episode we did. I think, but I it just popped in my mind, and this is funny. I had someone come to my webinar, and this would be on topic, by the way, because I will talk about the webinar again. But she came and she was upset that I didn't. I said, hey, I think you have like a 15-year age range in your voice. Mm-hmm. I think you sound between 40 and 55. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh. And I'm like, what? She's like, I don't know. I just don't think that's very supportive. I said, what do you mean? And she said, I wanted a bigger age range. And I said, well, I can't make it up.
Yeah.
Like by the way, someone else might, here's the thing. Let me also say this. When I hear you read, mm-hmm. I hear 40 to 55, but that doesn't mm-hmm. mean when Tina hears you read, Tina might say, yeah. Wow, you sound 30 to 50. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Different producers hear it differently, yeah. Different people in general hear things a little differently. So, but I was like, yeah, well, I can't change it. I'm telling you what I hear, you know, it's very funny. But again, on topic, because I'm going to remind everybody, I do intro webinars.
Yes, okay? He does.
So if you've heard this on a few, you know, I used to not mention it at all, right?
Yeah, no.
Our first, like many, many episodes when you and I became the host mm-hmm. of this, I didn't mention my webinar at all. But since I've had people, I mentioned like one episode a while back.
Yeah.
And I had people actually sign up for the webinar based on it. They said, I've been listening to you. And so now I mention it because I want people who maybe skip an episode or not mm-hmm. or whatever. And I want them to also, hey, if you haven't come to a webinar of mine and you're listening to this podcast, take a webinar. We can meet. You can read for me afterwards. You can hear all of the invaluable wisdom.
Yes, it is. It's, yes, it is. No, they should, because especially if you have like an interest in, all it is just you're sitting down and you can do it at home. You're at home, you know?
And it's a way to get your feet wet.
Yeah.
You know, just to say, hey, you know what? People tell me I have a good voice. Mm-hmm. I am interested, but let's see if this is for me. Because believe me, when you're done with that webinar, you will know.
Yes.
Because I do a really good job of talking people into it or out of it. And I don't have the intention of doing either, by the way. All I do is present the facts.
You're just telling us what it is. Yep. And it's so, they decide, oh, no, this is not for me, or, oh, I'm in.
Yeah. Some people are, like, excited afterward. Yeah. Like, what? And I'm like, oh, cool. You know, and some people are like, ooh, no, that's all right. Either way, it's fine. I've done my job at that point. All right, cool. So, listen, I want to thank everybody very much for listening once again.
We appreciate it. Yep.
Yeah. And please, any questions, any comments? Again, we do every 8 weeks.
Yep, that's your thinking, 8 weeks.
Yep. Eight weeks. Every 8 weeks, we do a listener question episode. Mm-hmm. And so why can't you be one of them?
Yeah, ask us anything. Yeah. Well, not anything.
Yeah.
VO stuff. Filter,
So it's John G of VoiceCoaches.com.
And Tina at VoiceCoaches.com.
We out.